when I first met Brian, we were at the Harry Potter exhibition, and I'd been talking with him because, we were talking about trying to encourage Tom to maybe do a charity event at something like LeafyCon, and I'd even having a conversation with MJ from Leafy, and she actually suggested talk to Brian Ross, and he said, I bet you they're great musicians. I bet you they'd be a backup band for him. So I mentioned this to Brian, and he jumped right in. So what do you think?
Yeah, I play drums too. So I play a bunch of instruments, so I'm up for it, absolutely.
Yeah, we can pretty much play anything.
And I think it was suggested by somebody as he comes on stage, maybe you guys could start by playing Tom Felton's Kind of Hot.
That would be my dream, is that we're finishing up that song, and he walked out on stage and looked at us like, come on, guys. Like, aren't you a little old for this or something? You know, he doesn't have to play anything, but just have that look on his face. Grab a guitar, and, you know, the people like us who go to all these Harry Potter conferences would feel so much appreciation if Tom Felton showed up at one of them. I mean, it would make the conference completely, and it would just be an amazing thing for him to walk out on stage.
There's a whole lot of love at those things.
There is.
That would be a feel-good moment.
Oh, yeah. So that's our shout-out to Tom. We'll just keep asking. Maybe eventually he'll get over his stage fright.
You know, that doesn't happen until 2011, so that gives him more time to get comfortable with it, with the idea of performing live.